The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Well, if there was ever a week in which you needed wise counsel for your family finances, this is the week. We've called this episode Simple Money, Rich Life, Biblical Principles for Financial Freedom with Jay Peroni and our secret special guest. Welcome to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. It's been a crazy, crazy market here, Tom. I think our listeners may either need some Dramamine to combat the motion sickness from all this market turbulence or Pepto-Bismol, whatever your poison is.
Exactly. Well, Jay, tell our audience how you screen and clean their investments for retirement, and why is that important?
Yeah, so we take a biblical approach. That's why we do the show Faith and Retirement. We look at the source of where our listeners are investing. We want to help them incorporate Christian values. So if they don't want to support things like abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, or even some of the vices like tobacco, gambling, and alcohol, or countries persecuting Christians, they can go to faithandretirement.com and get a free portfolio screen, and we'll take a look at their portfolio from a Christian lens and help them sort out, is it passing the biblical screens, failing? And we can give them a special report so they can see exactly where they're investing.
Well, if you want to reach out to Jay, there's no cost, no obligation at 800-270-7310. Well, I mentioned our secret special guest. Can you introduce our guest today?
Yeah, we've got Bob Lodick. He found himself at his breaking point in his early 20s, overwhelmed by debt, stranded 1,000 miles from home with only $7 to his name.
Wow.
After crying out to God for wisdom and discovering a simple biblically inspired formula, he reached a level of financial freedom he'd never dreamed possible, having paid off his house by age 31 and even reaching a personal goal of giving away $1 million by the age of 40. For the last 14 years, he and his wife, Linda, have shared their best lessons with over 54 million readers and listeners. He can be found at seedtime.com. And his latest book is called Simple Money, Rich Life. Welcome to the show, my good friend, Bob. How you doing?
Jay, I am excited to be here, and it's great to chat, my friend.
Awesome, awesome. We spend a lot of time on this show really helping Christian investors to have more so they can give more. So the giving story that you have really inspires me, as and hopefully it will inspire our listeners as well. You teach a lot of lessons on getting out of debt, helping Christians be more productive with their finances. And many of our listeners are very close to retirement or saving for retirement. What are some practical ways that our listeners can get a better grip on their financial picture?
Yeah, one of the things we like to do with our students is a little bit of a mental reframe. And so rather than tracking your net worth, fantastic exercise, I've done it for years, but we decided, my wife and I, that we didn't love that term, net worth. And we decided to reframe it as our assets under management. And it was this simple shift of us acknowledging that everything we have is the Lord's. And that was one of the first things for us that was really impactful, just making that mental shift of not only, because a lot of us as Christians know this, like we're like, yeah, we're stewards, we know we're just managing for the Lord, but it's so easy to forget in the day to day. And so that constant reminder of, we go into our net worth statement and now says assets under management. And so it has constantly reminded us that this is one simple way that we can acknowledge and make decisions based on the fact that we are simply managers of what he's entrusted to us.
That is fantastic. We want our listeners to discover more about this message. So, Bob, your book is called Simple Money, Rich Life. Most of us are just not used to money being simple. So how do you make it simple?
Yeah, well, this is one of those things. I agree. I used to overcomplicate it. And, you know, and I worked in the industry for a while. And I think there's a lot of people in the industry who, you know, try to overcomplicate it and make it that way. And it doesn't have to be as complicated as they've led us to believe. And, you know, and so one of the things for me that really simplified it, I love simple frameworks. And I ended up finding this quote from John Wesley many, many years ago, where he said, I earn as much as I possibly can, and then I save as much as I can, or I reduce my expenses as much as I can so that I can give as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And I just clung to that. And that was kind of like a guiding principle for us in our marriage as we were trying to get our finances in order, because it was such a simple framework. It's like, and it gave the justification for earning more, because I'm not just earning more to build up barns and to, you know, and to accumulate it for myself, but I'm earning more so that I can give more. I'm reducing expenses so that I can give more. So there's a biblical, eternal perspective behind all of these things that I'm doing with my finances. And so that was one simple way that we simplified the whole thing for us. And of course, there's more involved in our financial lives and everything else like that. But I always lean into the simple, the simplest frameworks, the simplest mindsets, because I think that's how God does a lot of things. He just likes to boil them down to the simplest parts.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I love that, because at Faith Investor Services, Bob, we create biblically based financial plans, and we look at income, we look at assets, debt, expenses, all through the Christian worldview. And really the goal is to help people find that extra money and look at that legacy. How do we give more while we're here on earth? And then upon our passing, how do we give more to churches and ministries? So I love your, you know, strategy and your philosophies. And could you really kind of dive in a little bit more into the four parts of your book and how they can help our Christian listeners really get a better handle on what they're doing financially?
Yeah. Yeah. So that John Wesley quote really served as a framework for our book. And so we broke it out into four sections. I mentioned three. I'll mention the fourth one in a second. But first, this save all you can section is focused on becoming a smarter spender, you know, because most people think their money issues are not from earning enough, but we also have all met people who earn plenty of money and burn through all of it. So oftentimes it's a matter of just being intentional, a little bit more strategic, you know, tracking your spending, paying attention, seeing what's actually going on. And those things can be super, super helpful. In the next section where we talk about earning all you can, this addresses the income producing ability, because this is the untapped potential that so many of us have. You can only cut so much. You can only reduce so much, but your income potential is essentially uncapped, you know? And so, like we said, it's not about chasing money just for money's sake. It's about finding work aligned with your calling, aligned with your passion, the unique gifts that God's given you, and how to operate within those. And then the third section is giving all you can. And this is one of our favorite parts, because I think so many believers miss the adventure that God has for us to go on together. And I believe that he has these adventures for all of us if we're listening, if we're obeying, if we're willing to follow him. And this happens to be one area that he's called us into, my wife Linda and I, a few different times. And we maybe share more about that in a minute. But this whole section is about that, about turning giving from an obligation into really the joy and the adventure of a lifetime that it can be. And then finally, in this fourth section, which we call Enjoy It All, because I think it's really important that we tie all these pieces together, because I know people who are miserable at their jobs, miserable, cutting back on expenses, who hate giving. And I think we have the opportunity to hate and despise all of these things, or we can actually learn to enjoy them, and we can enjoy the biblical balance and what that looks like with all this stuff. And so that's what we've sought to do in that particular section, talk about how we can do all these things, how we can enjoy our life in the midst of it, whether we're up or down, kind of like what Paul was talking about in Philippians 4, being content in the high times and low times, because we're all going to go through them. So we might as well learn how to be content in the midst of it and enjoy it all.
Very good. We are talking to our special guest, Bob Lotik, and of course, our regular host, Jay Peroni. You can reach out to Jay at 800-270-7310. I'm the only one of the three of us who has not written a book. Jay, you've got your book, which is available for free to our listeners. And in fact, that is one of our offers today on our program. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by our friend fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. You can download the book right now while you're thinking about it. And Bob Lotik has written a book too. You can learn about him at seedtime.com, seedtime.com. And the episode today is called Simple Money, Rich Life, Biblical Principles for Financial Freedom. Sounds like a great message for the days and times we live in. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause, a break, and be back with more with Bob and Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
So, Jay, can you explain what biblically responsible investing is all about? How does it differ from traditional investing?
So, biblically responsible investing is a strategy that aligns your financial decisions with biblical principles.
Jay Peroni is host of Faith and Retirement, investment manager of Faith Investor Services, LLC.
BRI focuses on supporting companies that demonstrate values like stewardship and integrity, while avoiding those in industries like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, pornography, abortion, and non-biblical lifestyles, just to name a few. And I always say there are good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly companies that clearly violate biblical principles, and let's focus on those good companies. And we're looking at purpose and profits.
Screen and clean your investments today with no charge and no obligation. Learn more at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or call 800-270-7310. If you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge and no obligation, give Jay a call. There's no obligation to do so. 800-270-7310. God's word in Galatians 5:1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." Some people have a yoke of bondage. It's called a mortgage. And Bob... Welcome back to the program, part two. You paid off your house in 3 years. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. And it's a God story. But the gist of what happened, we bought our house, we had our mortgage, and we had paid off all of our credit cards, student loans, all the stuff. And we were, eyes on the prize. We wanted to get that mortgage paid off. And so we were funneling, thousands of dollars extra towards the mortgage because we had all that debt paid off at that point. And as we were doing it, I remember this one day I went and prayed and spent some time with the Lord. And I said, "Lord, I would love to pay this mortgage off faster." And I had my spreadsheet and it showed that it was going to be paid off in about 4 years at our current pace, which is fantastic. And everybody listening is like, "That's great. Like, why faster?" It's like, well, I'm an American. I want it faster. And so I'm praying, asking God to help me pay it off faster. And he spoke to my heart. One of the clearest things I've ever heard him say: "If you really want to see me move on your finances, I want you to begin giving your age as a percentage of your income." And so at that point, we were 31 years old. We were giving about 11%. And I am just like, where is this coming from? Scratching my head, like looking up to the sky. God, is this really you? Like, wrestling with all this and trying to figure out, is this what God's asking me to do, inviting me to do? And went back, talked to my wife, and we decided, I think this is the Lord. We prayed about it a little bit more. And so we decided from that point to start giving away 31% of our income. Now, you asked me about paying off our mortgage. This seems like we're going the opposite direction because we're now giving all of our money away. But right. This is where things get really interesting, because I go back to that spreadsheet. I calculated it all up, and it was now going to be about 10 years to get the mortgage paid off. And so we started giving 31%, like the Lord invited us to do. And within 10 months of doing that, we found that our mortgage was completely paid off. And so it was just one of those crazy God stories where he invited us to do something, that looked like it was going to take us in the opposite direction, and honestly, in some ways, kind of laying down an idol of having a paid off house. And yet that was the reward for our obedience.
That is remarkable. So, Jay, any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, he's given away now over 40%, if I'm correct, right, Bob? You're giving away 40% per year. And what have you learned in this process? Obviously, the faithfulness of God, and just, I'm sure it's brought you a lot closer in your faith to, getting rid of some of those idols that we as Americans have, whether it's a 401k or a house or whatever it may be. We are so blessed here in America, and what have you learned just in this process?
Yeah, so from that point, we continued the giving our age as a percentage thing for the next 11, 12, 13 years or whatever, and it's been a phenomenal perfect amount of tension for us, because at that point, when he invited us to do that, we had more than we needed, and what happened is I kind of got lax in my spending, lax in my stewardship, because there was more than enough. And so I would just buy kind of whatever I wanted. I never had to tell myself no. And when you never have to say no, that muscle gets weakened. And I found myself just not being the best steward. And so this age as a percentage thing has been such a great amount of tension for us, to where we never have too much, but we also have enough. And he continues to provide for us, all the while being able to funnel a whole lot of money towards kingdom causes. You know, and we're not giving everything away. We still are saving money, you know, like we're talking about our assets under management that we call our net worth. And so we have money that we're managing on earth that we're trying to grow and multiply to be able to leave a bunch when we die. But we are giving a whole bunch right now as well for those purposes. And so there's been a lot of lessons in here that he's done. But man, God's been good. And yeah, he's taught us a lot.
So you mentioned kingdom causes. What kind of ministries are close to your heart and Linda's?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that he really placed on our heart a few years ago, we were at a conference, it's probably 5 or 6 years ago at this point, and we didn't know what human trafficking was. And you know, a lot of people listening are like, yeah, I'm familiar with it. And I had heard the term, I just didn't really understand much about it, but I heard a woman speaking on the stage about it. And we were in back with a one-year-old at the time, little baby. We're distracted. We're literally like 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the conference. And she started sharing her story of how, I believe she was in India or something, walking down the street and with a guide who was kind of showing her what was going on with trafficking. And she looked up in this building about 4 stories up and sees a little 5 or 6 year old girl in a cage. And she's like, what is going on with that girl? Why is she in a cage? And he said, because she's not broken yet. And it was a moment, like hearing that story and hearing that phrase, because she's not broken yet, when I had about a 5 year old girl at that time, just broke our hearts, like my wife and I. And from that moment, you know, I don't think it was just an emotional, you know, pulling on heartstrings type of thing. Like, right. I think it was the Lord depositing something in us, our hearts breaking for something that breaks his.
Yeah. And that's right up our alley too at Faith Investor Services, because we're really trying to find companies and investments our clients can be proud to own, and making sure that we're not supporting things like human trafficking or even countries that are persecuting Christians like China. So a lot of where we're seeking to invest is things that, you know, we see there are good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly ones. Let's support good companies that line up with Christian values. And that really is a way that you can tie your faith and finances in a way to glorify God.
Yeah.
We are talking to Jay Peroni, our regular host of our program, Faith and Retirement. And you can learn about him at faithandretirement.com. And our special guest, Bob Lotik of seedtime.com. And Bob, this has been a great topic. If people want to find out more about you, how can they connect with you and where can they find your book, Simple Money, Rich Life?
Yeah, so our website, we have a bunch of courses and stuff like that. It's seedtime.com, like you mentioned. And we actually have, we're doing a free plus shipping offer for the book. So anybody who wants the book, if you just cover shipping, we're happy to send you out a paperback copy. And that's just at seedtime.com/free.
Very good. And Jay, while we're on the topic, tell people about your book and how people can reach you as well.
Yeah, if you go to faithandretirement.com, you can get our free book on 7 ways to incorporate your faith into your finances. It'll take a look at where you're giving, where you're investing, because a lot of people spend a lot of time, you know, looking at where they're giving, where they work, where they spend money, but not a lot of people look at where they're investing. And that's really the angle that we come at. If you want to support good companies that line up with your Christian values, we can help you do that at faithandretirement.com.
Bob, when people connect with you for the very first time, well, I don't know if they connect by phone or they send you an email or whatever it is, what kinds of things are they saying to you right now?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, there's a lot of stuff going on with the economy and there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of, you know, like you were mentioning, Jay, people taking Pepto-Bismol or Dramamine or whatever. There's just a lot of ups and downs, and it's been like that. And I think it's honestly something that is going to continue. I don't think we're going to have calm waters for 100 years in a row, you know. But and so we hear a lot of that. We hear a lot of the concern there. And one of our things that we love doing is pointing people back to Jesus and the constancy that we have with the kingdom of heaven. And Like it, when we understand how big God is in light of everything around us, it provides a level of peace, you know, peace that passes understanding. And so that's one of the things we're always trying to help all of our students do and get a hold of is, yes, yeah, so let's talk about the practical stuff. Let's talk about what the nuts and bolts and what we should do. But above all else, let's keep our eyes on Jesus.
Jay, any final thoughts before we say goodbye today?
No, I'd just say that, you know, with the investment markets, uncertainty is part of the game. And if you're concerned about the tariffs or the market ups and downs, want to get a second opinion on your current strategy, just know the markets are going to zig and zag. That is part of the game. And if you want a sure or a better strategy, you can give us a call and you can go to faithandretirement.com, get a free portfolio strategy session. We'll do a checkup, see if you're in the right portfolio, how you can improve your current situation and get you back on track.
Very good. And one final question for you, Bob. We just have about 1 minute left, but what is your wife Linda's role in all of this?
Yeah, she is the kind of like the real spouse, you know? So I'm the kind of money nerd guy who has all the money stuff, and she's just like the real spouse. And so a lot of times, so we have a 6-week course that we do in churches and small groups and things like that. And a lot of them really enjoy seeing her perspective contrasted with mine because it feels like real life, you know? And so, it's kind of unexpected. It's a surprise how we kind of began working together on this, but yeah, it's been a really helpful thing for a lot of our students.
Well, one thing Jay and I talk about all the time, right, Jay, is there are money principles, but really it comes down to when it's done for the Lord, it's an entirely different ballgame. I mean, and I know that our listeners are coming to this program for biblical principles. Proverbs 15:6 says, "In the house of the upright, there is no lack of treasure. The earnings of the wicked are fraught with anxiety." So I think God cares about how we handle our family finances. You're saving and investing for retirement, right? And that's good. But do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? If you're not sure you have the right answer, give Jay a call, 800-270-7310, or go to the website, faithandretirement.com. You'll find lots of great resources there, and download Jay's book, which is Unapologetically Christian in Its Approach, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith by Jay Peroni. Thank you, gentlemen. Bob, it's a privilege to get to meet you and know you this way. And again, the name of the book and how people can get it.
Yeah, Simple Money, Rich Life. And you just go to seedtime.com/free.
Very good. Thank you, Jay. God bless you, my friend. And to all of you listening, thank you so much for listening. And tell a friend about this outreach ministry. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
So, Jay, can you explain what biblically responsible investing is all about? How does it differ from traditional investing?
So, biblically responsible investing is a strategy that aligns your financial decisions with biblical principles.
Jay Peroni is host of Faith and Retirement, investment manager of Faith Investor Services, LLC.
BRI focus on supporting companies that demonstrate values like stewardship and integrity, while avoiding those in industries like alcohol, tobacco, gambling, pornography, abortion, and non-biblical lifestyles, just to name a few. And I always say there are good, bad, and ugly choices. Let's avoid the bad and ugly companies that clearly violate biblical principles, and let's focus on those good companies. And we're looking at purpose and profits.
Screen and clean your investments today with no charge and no obligation. Learn more at faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, or call 800-270-7310.